We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So have you heard of shoe condoms?
Sadly, I have.
They cannot protect you against gonorrhea, but they can protect your sneakers from mud. So festival season is fast approaching, Coachella, all that other stuff.
Is that what they really call them, condoms?
Condoms, yeah.
Can't they come up with a more clever description?
So a new company wants you to keep your fancy, expensive sneakers waterproof, mud-proof, damage-proof. They're $7.99. It's a British company. They're sold by Firefox. And again, they're dirt-proof, they're machine-washable, and they're dishwasher-safe. And they call them a pair of condoms. They come in medium and large. They have a resealable pouch. And basically, you know, you put them over the toe of your sneaker, and you roll them down up to your ankle. So you can see why they're called that. The marketing for this is fantastic, i.e., quote, there's antibiotics for super gonorrhea, but there's no remedy for getting mud caked into every nook and cranny of your Fila disruptors. Or worse, try getting those precious Air Max 97s even half as vibrant as when they were fresh out of the box. Impossible! Darn that fabric outer. That's why you need these new shoe condoms. That's actually what they're called.
Can't you just wash them? Throw
your
them in the
sneaks?
Washing machine?
Well, if they're leather, then they might not come out as good. Or you can just wear your shoe condoms. It's fun. It's clever. I might buy my kids a couple pairs.
But would they be large? We're extra large.
Stop it. Worst.
Great white shark. You know, I'm feeling better about the zebra mussels.
Yeah.
A great white shark spotted in Long Island Sound.
Come on. Is it the same one that was in the Outer Banks last week?
No, this is a different one. I'm telling you, Sharknado.
Wow.
It's kind of...
That's my biggest fear, sharks.
It's working in that direction.
That's it.
For the first time ever, or at least recorded history, a great white shark has been spotted in Long Island Sound off the Connecticut shore between Long Island and Connecticut, fairly close to New York City. 10 feet long, goes by the name of Cabot, named by researchers after Italian navigator John Cabot, who explored North America back in 1497. They've been tracking this shark since last year. He's right up on the beach, very close. He doesn't think there's any imminent danger for swimmers in the area, according to local experts. But experts are telling people that they should demonstrate common sense when entering the water.
Meaning, common sense? How about don't go in?
If you see big fins heading toward you.
My God.
Can you imagine?
No, this is my worst fear.
Really?
If you live in Clarksdale, Mississippi, but are a criminal, the mayor will give you $10,000 to move.
To leave. $10,000?
Isn't this fantastic?
But how do they know if you really move? Just take the money and go on the other side of town.
I don't know. The mayor has a 5-point crime fighting plan. And one of those points is telling criminals who can't change their ways to leave. His name is Chuck Espy. And he says he will open his own wallet for you to leave. He says, quote, you are in the wrong environment. I will put money on the line to assist those type of people to move out of the city. He says, quote, it's better for you to leave our city than bring havoc among our community interested in positive growth. He's offered up $10,000 of his own cash for the city. He's appealing to local businesses and other philanthropists to donate to the cause as well. So he says, if you're not going to change your ways, you are out, and I will give you some money, and don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
See if that works.
I like it.
Bold. Have you ever forgotten change when you go through TSA at the airport? Have you ever left change in those trays?
I'm sure I have.
You are helping to build the wall. Thank
really?
You. The loose change you forget to take out of airport trays could soon be funding the Department of Homeland Security's operations at the U.S. border with Mexico, Jor. DHS reportedly wants to take $232 million from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, in order to fund its work at the border. If Congress doesn't agree to $1.1 billion of its funding request, the millions would get this. Man, are you kidding me? $50 million set aside by TSA to buy advanced airport screening equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm cool
we don't
with
need,
that.
We don't need that.
No, I'm cool with that.
Why do we
that?
Need screening
buy
equipment?
Nah,
let everybody through. $64 million from a workers' compensation fund set aside for injured employees at TSA. Bizarrely, it would also include $3 million of loose change left in trays at airports around the United States. Going to the wall.
Do you ever have your underwear stolen? This actually happened to me once in college. I tell you this story. I'll tell you in a minute. An Oregon man was sentenced last week to 30 days in jail after he was captured on video surveillance breaking into a neighbor's home and stealing her underwear. First-degree burglary and one-third-degree theft. He claimed he was just, you know, checking on the house. But the neighbor returned and was told that that neighbor had entered her home. She didn't need him to check on the house. At first, she thought nothing was missing, but police found that her underwear was missing from her bedroom. I tell you this story. So he got 30 days in jail. I tell you the story because once I was doing laundry in college, and when I went down to the dryer to take all my laundry out, all of my underwear was missing. And just like, you know, the other laundry was there, my jeans and my t-shirts and my socks. And I had no underwear. It was inappropriate.
That is...
That'll teach you.
To want to have clean underwear. It was really quite rude because I had to go and buy new underwear.
That's creepy.
I know. It was
Where'd you go to school again?
Syracuse? Whatever. So don't
they
steal have, anybody's underwear. It's not nice.
They have no hobbies? What is the deal? All right. Good on Carnival Cruise Lines. Carnival Paradise, one of the big cruise ships, came to the rescue of a man whose small boat was sinking. The company's Carnival Cruise Line spokesperson explained that the ship, which was on a four-day cruise to Cozumel from Tampa, reversed course to save the Mexican national. While en route back to its home port of Tampa, Carnival Paradise was alerted of a small craft in distress with one person in the water.
Oh, boy.
While the ship was 13 miles north of Cozumel,
that's very nice of
Carnival Paradise reversed course, lowered a rescue boat, brought the mariner on board, provided food, water, and medical treatment.
That's great. Good for them.
So,
it's a good story.
Yeah, I don't think they always do that.
No, I don't. I think they just let you drown in the ocean with all those sharks. So, good on them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they do a better show at home.
Oh, boy.
We had a caller call in going back to the shoe condom story.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He wanted to know if they're ribbed, you know, for, like, better traction.
Okay. But well done, caller. Well done. It's also 4:45. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time check.
I'm so distracted.
Ribbed for our pleasure.
So distracted.
Mm-hmm. For better traction, Jordana.
Better traction.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.